Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show.
Why every Charlemagne, it's my birthday, it's my birthday, it's my birthday.
party. Where they do the catwalk fashion with. Never keep the pride at me, no, never leave me. What's funny, man, she don't even know me. Hey, she like that, hey, sing along. She know the words to every song. Hey, she like that, getting her dance on. She know the words to every song. Go, girl. Shake it. But don't hurt nobody. It's the Refugee Republic. All hands on deck. DJs on deck.
Some be famous, some sort of prison.
Right.
Hey, Kelly Rowland in The Dream recently visited 106 and Park, and hey, The Dream got a whole lot of surprises. Kevin Hart called in, DJ Khaled called in, and Kelly Rowland with her fine self, airing all her dirty laundry, presented The Dream with a plaque that actually represented over 50 million singles sold worldwide. Including artists like Beyonce and Rihanna. For those who don't know, The Dream is a hell of a producer, writer, as well as an artist. You know, so big up to The Dream, man, who also, you know, penned that Kelly Rowland joint there, Dirty Laundry.
You know what? You must like that song because you said that name, that moniker in the last 30 seconds twice. That must be your jam.
I'm looking at a picture of Kelly
from Calandria.
The song itself. I don't. You know, it's okay. But I think her comeback. I think it's interesting. I mean, the fact that she kind of told a story. I think that was like, whoa. If that's all true. I mean, because it seemed like it was just an interesting story. And if all of that is true, then, I mean, I kind of commend her for being honest and putting her stuff out there. But she looks like she's grown up. I'm looking at her, and she looks like a grown woman. Like, I mean, I'm saying she used to look like a little girl who was dressed up like a grown woman.
But she looks
mature. She looks like a woman, and I like that.
She's 30 something. She should. She's better.
However, let me do this right. Because of the clearly the
Calandria threw him
tonight.
Off.
All the way live from Charlotte. Because she just jumped in the conversation. Madam,
right.
Hello, Boston.
You know how I do.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. All the way live from Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. The Dream and Kelly Rowland, 106 and Park. Big up to The Dream, 50 million singles sold worldwide.
Mm-hmm. He's doing his thing. He's doing his thing. He is a hell of a producer. I would not say he is a hell of an artist because he sounds like a strangled cat, but that's just my opinion. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher where we recap the week in news and entertainment. It's Friday, May 31st, TGIF. Hey, hit us up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Real talk, real people. Real times, we are that crew, T.L. Hyman Radio Live. Hey, we going to the phones. What up? Tell us the name where you're calling from. It's that dude, and they know him all over the place. He known in Florida for shutting down the Florida mid-show conference down in Miami a couple of years ago. It was all that. It's that dude. Who?
Let me properly introduce that, right? I'm going to say there was none before me, there will be none after me, so therefore I am the one and only overdose. Believe it. That's how that goes.
I know that's right.
Hey, welcome to the show, bro. Hey, welcome back to the show, man. It's been a minute. It's been a long minute, man. What you been up to?
Man, just grinding, man. You know, I ain't been one to lie. You know what I'm saying? I'm known to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn the hard way.
Keep it real, brother. Keep it real.
I don't look good in stripes, and I don't wear the color orange no more. I don't eat oodles and noodles no more, nor honey buns. And if you a real dude out there, you know why I don't do it. I done been to jail. You know what I'm saying? I have been to jail.
Say words. That's real, though. I like the honey buns, though.
I don't eat no more honey buns. I don't eat Cheeto. I still eat Cheeto. All black people like Cheeto. I eat a Cheeto now.
You was about to tell a lie.
I was. Oh, my God, man. But, you know, God's been good. You know, he just had to show me, you know, I can't keep doing stuff to take me away from my talent. I want to be everything else. I want to be a pimp. I want to be a drug dealer. I'm still going through that case. I ain't going to talk about what else they accused me of. I done been a whole lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm just going to rap. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to make nice music, people liking it, people hitting me up. They, when you coming out with your new stuff? That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
We don't have we do not have the old Overdose joint uploaded. CeeLo, I'm not sure if we can pull that out the archives or not. But you know, we got some new Overdose and
that new Overdose.
We got some new Overdose. That, you know what, we just going to drop it right now. But I hope we find that old Overdose before we get out of here. And listen, folks, we are all about expression. You know what I'm saying? We're grown people on this show, right? But you got people of all kinds making music, and how they express themselves is how they express themselves. Overdose, back out, he said them stripes and them oranges don't look good on them. And he got some stuff to talk about. Hey, tee this new joint up from Overdose. What do you think?
Don't stop tripping.
This right here, it's for all them niggas who like to go out and trip on their girls. I do it too. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. You trippy, hoe, but don't start trippin', dog. Yeah, you trippy, hoe, but don't start trippin', dog. Now you trippy, hoe, but don't start trippin', dog. Yeah, you trippy, hoe, but don't start trippin', dog. Happy since I met this girl, I got amnesia. Ain't worried about tomorrow, got me feeling like I need her. Man, truth be told, my baby name Juanita and her brother don't know about it, so we keep it a secret. Shorty got me feeling like she my type, though. Attracted to a hood nigga who's a little psycho. Know I got cases, she don't look at me like Michael. Weird. And she whispered sweet stuff in my ear. Before I got the pussy, I went out and bought her gear. Now I'm fucking up my G-code, but I'm living by the C-code. And I feel just like a Nino. Big stacks where we go, and I buy that when she sees those. Your girl be drinking six packs, and my girl be drinking Clico. And she don't talk to other niggas, she don't talk to people. Yeah. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. Get your nails done, get your feet done, get your hair done, get your own one. You trippy, hoe, but don't start tripping, dog. Yeah, you trippy, hoe, but don't start tripping, dog. Now you trippy, hoe, but don't start tripping, dog. Yeah, you trippy, hoe, but don't start tripping, dog. Yeah, I double back on her, yeah. I double back on her. Even got my little shorty smoking on that marijuana. And fuck tomorrow, we living for today. And we don't fuck off fast music, we listen to Marvin Gaye, yeah. Go to the club in a trippy pair of shades, and my shorty stay in heels, and you know I fuck with Jay. I'm that nigga. Lay back and we like to play our place. And I know I came with the prettiest bitch in this place, yeah. Shorty got some big titties, I like to call her Dolly. She be sweating, I be sweating, we be tripping off the mileage. What the fuck? Happy like what the fuck? Shorty like when I act crazy, so I got to keep it up. Before I met her, you couldn't catch her with a cup. But ever since I bought that Louis bag, my girl don't give a fuck. Give her this, I like to give her that. And some words you never hear is you got to take them back. Overdose, money boy, ain't seen it.
Knocking it, You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, you know, but I like the old Mobb Deep. But hey, everybody has to grow, and some get better with time. Some
hey,
not.
Well, you know, speaking of New York and Queensbridge, a 50 Cent seemed to enjoy indulging in feuds with fellow rappers. But recently, in an interview with the Queens-born superstar, you know, he admitted that he regrets this highly publicized beef he's had with Fat Joe. And, you know, he said it's gone on way too long. And, you know, his competitive nature, you know, just kind of forces him to compete with other people in hip-hop. But, you know, he explained on a red carpet event recently of After Earth, that new Will Smith movie, you know, that he don't want that thing to continue to fester on. And at the end of the day, these Negroes are too damn old and to be beefing.
Yes, and too talented and too paid. Like, don't you have other things to do when you have that level of money?
Yeah, but they're still human. But they're still human.
I mean,
yeah,
true. That is exactly. True. That is very
money
true.
Money only helps us get things. It doesn't make us who we are.
But it should keep you busy enough that you don't have time to dabble in little beefs like that.
This is what I love, though. I love the fact that hip-hop music and hip-hop culture has evolved in such a way that it has created multi-level millionaires, you know, those who are close to being billionaires because of the diversified portfolios outside of music.
Absolutely.
Music has compelled and brought about, you know, clothing, fragrances, you know what I'm saying? I mean, spirits.
Movies.
Movies. I mean, television programs. I mean, all
electronics.
Rap music, hip-hop culture, you know.
Educational 50 products.
Fat Joe. No, absolutely. 50 Fat Joe, you know, helped to kind of pave the way. 50's one of the smartest MCs that I know. He's hood. He's raw. You know, and for those who may have been like, wow, you know, that overdose track, was raw. You know, all that cursing. Let me tell you something. You got to meet people where they are. You got to meet people where they are. And hip-hop music is about just that, you know, raw, gritty, you know, meet me where I am. Let me tell you my story. And see, you cannot be successful and reach people, you know, not being open to what people are saying. Because the way people communicate is how they communicate. And if you're not open to understanding and being able to push through, you know, words, you know, that make you feel uncomfortable, then guess what? You're limiting yourself, and I really don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry.
You
hey,
know
what? What was Overdose's Twitter handle again?
OD Music.
At OD Music. At OD Music. Hey, follow him. You know, the dude is wild. Flat out, he's wild. But I can tell you this. He's one of the smartest artists that I've ever met. One of the smartest artists that I've ever met. And, you know, he has an entity that he's trying to grow right now called Money Boy Entertainment. He contacted me recently, you know, and said, I want to move forward, you know, with your team. With you and your team, y'all are the best thing going for what I'm trying to do. And you just heard what he said. You know, he's real. He's fresh out. And at the end of the day, he's trying to do the right thing. Let's help him and artists like him who are trying to cultivate their talents in a positive way. Let's help them to be successful. We're committed to that on this show. And hit us up tonight if you want to be a part of this conversation. Let us know what's going on in your world. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be back.
Swimming pool.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only 2 or 3 shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pool.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice in the Premier League. I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you babysitting? Only 2 or 3 shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pool.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Alright, you ride. Bang. One chopper. 100 shots. Bang. Hop out. Do you? Bang. Two chopper. 200 shots. Bang. Alright, you ride. Bang. One chopper. 100 shots.
Radio Live, we are back. It is your girl, Hot Chocolate, 928. That is Kendrick Lamar, a little bit of that swimming pool on the Friday night cypher. Joining me, Madam CeeLo Boston from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the General T.M. Hyman as well. Friday night cypher. Call
us.
What
up, what up?
Let us know what's going on in your world, 917-889-3926. Now, I got a little bit of entertainment lawsuit news. Some I saw on the horizon, some that is completely shocking and surprising. We'll start with the shocking and surprising first. Our girl, bad girl, Riri, Rihanna, is on tour. She's doing her thing. She has the Mac representatives out in the crowd, and they're giving out samples of the wonderful products, the lip gloss and the lipsticks, and one unsuspecting concert goer is taking a sample of the lipstick, and she's the fool, first of all, I have to say, for not using the sample on her hand or on her arm or something instead of putting it right on her lips. Young lady is allegedly getting herpes from the MAC example. So she is now trying to sue Rihanna and the concert promoters as well. Now, I haven't heard about Mac being involved, but so far it's Rihanna and the concert goers. But
But I think I just put it together real quick, though.
Because I was getting ready to go in.
Are you saying that someone used lipstick after Rihanna and caught herpes?
No. What I'm saying is that at the Rihanna concert, MAC, the makeup brand, right? Rihanna is a MAC spokesperson. So she has the people, the representatives for MAC in the crowd handing out samples of the MAC products. Now, she has a lipstick with running with MAC right now called Riri Woo. It's a really red, pretty color, gorgeous color. But what I'm saying is instead of the young lady taking the sample and putting it on her hand, she took it and put it on her lips, which other people in the crowd, several 100,000 or however many people use this specific tube of lipstick, use it as well. Now, when you go to a MAC counter and you apply the samples, they give you alcohol to dip the lipstick in before you use it. Now, even still after that, I wouldn't put it on my lips. I would still take it with, you know, a little tester swab thingy and put it on my hand and then hold it up to my face to compare it to my complexion versus putting it on my lips, because you don't know whose lips have been on that tube of lipstick.
So the samples that they're distributing wouldn't be individual personalized samples? It's just one that's being passed around?
I don't know how it worked out, but all I'm saying is the young lady is alleging that at this Rihanna concert, the MAC lipstick that she got as a sample gave her herpes.
Wow.
Now, on to the lawsuit that I saw. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had a question. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say you're stupid for putting it on your lips in the first place.
On her lips.
Who puts on
Absolutely.
Stuff that's passed around?
But see, only adult people really know that, or somebody who deals with makeup on a regular basis.
Come on, man.
You don't use makeup behind people. It could be, you know, your best friend. You've known her for years. You still don't use makeup behind her. And if you choose to, you dip it in lipstick, and then you still use some sort of applicator. Dip it in alcohol, I should have said, to kill the germs of the bacteria. That's the only way. So, on to the lawsuits on the horizon that I saw coming from a mile away. Our boy Miguel is getting sued by one of the young ladies that he catapulted or attempted to catapult across the stage and sadly, very sadly, came up short. And, you know, everyone knows about his thigh meeting her face and then her head meeting the stage. But it is now turning into a lawsuit where she is claiming massive pain and suffering from the injury.
I mean, her head was smashed into a floor.
It was. And I don't know how he thought he was going to get away with just having her backstage, you know, after the performance and them hanging out. And, you know, that's it. Hey, come be my buddy and please don't sue me. That's kind of the route he went. Well, hey, you know. Apparently neither does she, because she's taking it to court.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw her head slam against the floor, during the performance, I was like, uh-oh. And then the one thing you can't escape is whoever this case is assigned to, the judge possibly, they've probably seen the performance by now for themselves.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, he just needs to settle out of court. He's going to become, you know, well off for bumping her head, you know, on the stage.
Literally.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not funny because I'm sure suffering.
Something that I find very, very interesting, you know, when we're trying to get our Twitter audiences up as individuals, and so, you know, we focused on Twitter right now, but I'll tell you, you know, a situation recently, as a matter of fact, you know, that's Twitter right there. That's Twitter right there as well. Twitter can be a problem. Mary J. Blige can tell us about that herself. Mary J. has a stepdaughter that has put their business on blast via Twitter.
Super black.
Her husband, Kendu, is you know, is smack dab in the middle right now. Apparently, Kendu, who is Mary J. Blige's husband, also manager, you know, one, Mary's in, like, the worst financial shape of her life, you know, and it is pretty much a financial crisis, and they're blaming Kendu right now. But Kendu is being put on blast by his children, specifically his daughter. He has a daughter by the name of Brianna Latrice is how she identifies herself, at Tuesday's Heart on Twitter. And she has kind of, you know, done a string of rants, starting with straight-A student living out of someone else's trunk, LOL, still got no help, was the Twitter or post or the tweet. And so it makes you, you know, think, like, hmm? You know, the next interesting one, and when I say recent, I'm talking as recent as May 28th.
Yep, the other day.
You know, very, very recent. I could have stayed in New York, .. At least I had a G-O-D D-A-M bed, LOL. You know, I quit. I'm dead. Done. You know, for real. And so, you know, she has a few more tweets. And this is the deal, and this is what I believe. Her response is, you know, well, let me expound a little bit more before I tell you her response. She also says, you know, about her dad, you know, someone helped me find my father. Or someone, you know, and I don't think this was recently said, but a few years ago she said around Father's Day, somebody find my father so I can tell him Happy Donors Day. You know, clearly the distinction between he and his daughter. You know, she's a pregnant, homeless teen right now is how she's describing herself. Nowhere to go. She even refers in one of the tweets, LOL, FML. So, you know, that's an exploit. You know, you got to figure it out for yourself.
How's
right.
she online if she's homeless?
Well, she has a cell phone, clearly. She's tweeting from her phone. So all the transitional homes for homeless pregnant women are full. You know, again, so all the transitional homes for the homeless pregnant women are full. I have a hard time believing that, you know, that this young lady is homeless and pregnant, and it's knowledge of Mary J. and her husband, you know, unless it's like an extreme estranged relationship. And so we don't know all of the details behind it, but again, I'm going back to this point. Social media is great to a certain extent. This young lady's, you know, view on it was, I had no idea people would even pay attention, you know, to my rants. You know, I really didn't think anyone even cared about the rants, you know. And so, you know, when you have such a platform like Twitter and Facebook, you have to be careful because people make it what they want it to be. Even though, you know, you can only, you know, use 120 characters, people will try to, you know, sum up your life in 120 characters. You know, so one, we have to be careful, you know, using Twitter and what we actually post because things can be taken out of control. Because this is clearly a young girl, even though she says some strange things. You know, how she referred to it is, I have a sick sense of humor. Well, guess what? I think there's at least, you know, one of us on this show that, you know, proclaims the same thing. And so you can't take people's, you know, tweets and posts and run with them, per se. Move right along.
I mean, you're right. You're right. I have a hard time believing that Mary would be a part of that, too, as far as her being homeless. Now, the financial part, I still find baffling as much as Mary stays on damn tour, excuse me, but she's at Essence every single year. She's on tour internationally and here in the United States all the time. She's on every award show. Like,
hey,
I mean, where is the money going?
Think about this, and then, madam, I'll let you jump in. But think about this. Think about how long Mary's been performing and Mary's been recording, right? And I mean, I'm an industry person. I understand, you know, publishing and royalties as residual income. And so when you think about, you know, residual income, there's a lot of different revenue streams that I agree. Mary's all over the place, right? But Mary is old. Mary's been singing for a very long time, and Mary should be to the point to where she should only have to do what she wants to do.
I agree.
And so I say this though, when you look at Mary J. and you say she's all over the place all the time, I don't think it's necessarily because she wants to. You know, once you establish a lifestyle, you know, if you don't have that residual income coming in through other means, you have to get out there and you gotta hustle. It's like her 9-to-5. What she
no,
does,
I
like,
agree.
It's like our 9-to-5. But I mean, I'm only saying this. Mary's husband came, and Mary's husband fired her whole previous staff, including her sister, who had been managing her business, you know, for a long time. I'm going to say in the heydays, you know, when that change came about, you know, it was a huge change. So I'm saying Mary's out there getting it because she has to, you know, to stay afloat, not necessarily because, you know, she got that Whitney Houston paper.
No, she's definitely playing makeup for sure, but are the problems financially that she had because of that team that was so, quote unquote, careless with her affairs, or is it like personal stuff? It does kind of make you wonder, because like not even besides the albums and her being all over the place, she's all over the place. So it doesn't balance out to me.
I mean, she doesn't get paid for every. I'm quite sure she doesn't get paid for every.
I don't believe that.
I mean, you also have to look at the fact that if she has a band, she has to pay them, and she has to pay her road manager, and she has to pay
everybody
all these
has
other
to get
people.
Paid.
Like just like when you file your taxes, you don't know exactly how much IRS is going to take from you. So if she's working for herself, so when she files her taxes.
Oh, but apparently she's not filing them because they're coming after her for $900 million or some crazy shit.
Okay, but watch this. If you get, okay, like she puts out an album in, just hypothetically speaking, she puts out an album in 2010, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she doesn't get paid up front. You know, so she may get some up front money, but, you know, like, for her performances, she doesn't get paid up front. What's going to happen is, even if that album is selling off of, the album is still selling December 31st, you're not going to know all the money that came in that exact day. You know what I'm saying? So say she filed her taxes. Right, so the thing is that because nobody knows what the IRS is going to ask for, there's no possible way that entertainers or any self-employed person can know how much the IRS is going to, you know, calculate and say that you made or you owe them. So,
another person who can actually attest to that. When we come back, we'll keep the conversation going. Recap on the Week in News and Entertainment. The IRS, you know, I mean, you just said. Oh, man, you know what? Jermaine Dupri got hit hard. We talked about Warren Sapp last week,
yeah.
But there is another major IRS situation jumping off, and we'll talk about more when we get back. It's man, I guess when you hire a CPA and an accountant, you have to then hire somebody to watch the CPA
watch
and the accountant.
And then somebody to watch them, too.
Exactly.
to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
Home too, yep.
What you have to keep in mind is
that they're going off the gross amount. They're not going off of after you paid your people. They're going off of your gross amount.
Y'all
so regardless
Uncle
of
Sam,
if you
I don't care what amount they're going off of.
If you, even if you only end up getting $1,000 out of that show you just did, even though, you know, you charged the people $40,000 and you end up getting $1,000, they're going to charge you for that $40,000 you made.
Well, I mean,
not that $1,000 that you ended up with.
It is unbelievable. I was telling you all prior to the break, you know, somebody just got hit, and that's Lionel Richie. You know, late last week, the singer received a tax lien for $1.1 million, you know, in 2010 unpaid taxes.
Man, listen. And you know what's crazy? And it's not the fact that they're not paying taxes. It's the fact that they don't own enough stuff to put their money in to hide it like the other people do. That's all
well,
that is.
We're not going to say hot.
What?
We're not going to say hot. We're not going to say hot.
Yeah.
And we don't all believe
look,
that. We all don't
I pay my
that
taxes,
statement on this program. Hey, but Lionel Richie's going to be all right, though. I mean, at the end of the day, he's worth $200 million. You know, so 1.1 in unpaid taxes. You know,
he
somebody should have paid
check.
That bill. Somebody should have paid that bill so it goes
that's
back
a check.
To, you know, what you all, what we just said. You know, you got to pay somebody to watch the accountants, you know, and the CPAs who you think is taking care of you. You know, I mean, I
but
feel
they can't
bad.
Afford to do all that. They can't afford
me, but. If I'm worth $200 million, I can afford it.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you're going to have to pay the money that you made, not the money you paid out. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
I don't think no
right
one's
thing.
Disagreeing with you, madam. I don't think anyone is disagreeing
matter.
With
pay
that
it.
Point.
At the end of the
pay
day,
it.
They don't have no
pay
money.
It.
Regardless of what they're worth, you
pay
may
it.
Be worth a gazillion
okay.
dollars and have and but have no money in your pocket. But you got
access. I don't owe the IRS any money right now. And
right.
I'm just
I owe
supporting the news, so it's not that's
that's the point.
That's
not
the
whole
fight.
Goal.
That's not my fight. So moving right along.
I owe them. Curse word people.
That explains
a
lot.
The animosity. I
that
and the venom. Yeah, she's angry.
Funny. Hey, we told you about a track called "I'm Rolling" from Overdose. Let me tell you something. One of my favorite jams about 2 years ago was "I'm Rolling." I couldn't really get through my day without hearing Rolling. And I want y'all to hear this joint because we're about to resurrect this track. He's going to mix it, and I want y'all to be on the lookout for Overdose. We'll be right back on the other side of this right here. It's called I'm Rolling.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm roll, yeah, I'm roll, I'm roll, I'm roll, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm roll, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm roll. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cut. This kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4 slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that sh. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get them, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching. Clutching on the kickstand. Moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man. Who gon' ask his friend? For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life, my life is like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Rolling. Yo, that was a mere overdose with I'm rolling. Oh my God.
I'm rolling.
If you would have saw him rolling this. And he snapped his shirt off and did the cat.
Oh, Lord. See, that's what it is. It's just him snatching his shirt off. That's all.
First of all, you understand that the judges lost their minds when he did this.
There you go.
You have to
see Miami.
Extra
Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Miami in the building.
Extra
we went down to Miami and showed out. With OD, and you know, at that time, you know, OD was a little immature. Nevertheless, he's a great talent, and he's a businessman, and you hear the personality. And so we can only give you a little bit of OD tonight because we'll OD if you get too much of that. But hey, be on the lookout.
Oh,
what you think about that, Hot
Topic? Yeah, that joint bang. I ain't even going to lie. That joint does bang.
You got to hear it
in the joint does bang.
King of Queen of Diamonds.
No doubt.
Shut down Queen of Diamonds.
Oh, now, see, you didn't tell me that's what the environment was. I thought it was just, you know, a random performance.
No.
You're supposed to get naked at KOD.
No. This was a weekend that we spent in Miami, multiple events, you know, spreading the love all across the city of Miami.
Right. And I have my Kleenex tissue box in my arm the entire time.
Sniffling and sneezing every day.
What?
You got sniffles over here with you, partying.
Hold on. Regina, all I have to say is that I was balling up ones and throwing them. Not even throwing them, tossing them. I had just had surgery. Tossing them,
Lord,
them
have
at
mercy.
The stripper.
Kicking.
It was so hilarious. They're like, what are you doing?
She wasn't even supposed to travel. Her doctor had no clue that
horrible.
Out. But folks, join us back Monday, 9 p.m. Appreciate you for rocking inside this here cypher. Good night. don't drink and drive. Ladies, take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well, madam.
It is June, and it is Black Music Month. Get ready for some new music from new artists all over the United States. Thank you for your submissions, and I will tweet you and let you know when it runs. Have a great weekend.
Good night, everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.